Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy, per usual on this hump day.
Oh yeah, good old Wednesday. And we got some cool, I guess both of ours kind of deal with water-ish.
Yes, kind of. Mine's kind of a different form of water. We'll right. get into it. But yeah. But,
all right, so mine's actually kind of long, so y'all gonna have to bear with me. But it's really, really interesting. I didn't know any of this stuff as I was reading through it. So this is gonna be pretty cool for everybody. All right, so did you know that there is one of the original ships of the U.S. Navy that is actually still afloat?
No.
It is still floating in the water.
Original. So we're talking, I don't even know when the Navy started. So
here you go. So here we go. Yep. It's going to be pretty interesting. So following the congressional passage of the Act to Provide a Naval Armament in March of 1794.
Okay. So just about 20 years after our country was originally founded.
Yeah, just about. So a shipbuilder, his name was Joshua Humphreys, he set about designing six frigates that would form the backbone of the United States Navy fleet. Of those six, one of them's name is the USS Constitution, and it has defied the odds to remain in service, making America's ship of the state, the world's oldest commissioned warship that's still afloat. It is still currently commissioned. So, yeah.
It's over 300 years old.
And it's still commissioned. So, it launched from Boston Harbor in October 21st, 1797. The Constitution was soon deployed to the Caribbean to engage privateers during the war with France. A few years later, it had 44 guns on it. So, the 44-gun frigate was instrumental in a military campaign against the state-supported Barbary pirates of North Africa that actually ended in an 1805 treaty with Tripoli. But the Constitution truly proved its worth with an impressive showing against the mighty British Navy in the War of 1812, which much more people know about that war. So in 1812, so it was one of those ships, and one of its overwhelming victories was actually over the HMS, I'm going to mispronounce this because it's, I don't know, but Guerrier, I guess, I don't know, something like that. But it was obviously a British ship, which seemed to be unable to even dent the American frigate with its cannon fire, which actually gave the ships its nickname, so the ship became Old Ironside. A few months later, the Constitution took down another ship, the HMS Java, despite having its wheel blown off in battle. So the crew actually had to steer the ship by hand to move the ship around because the wheel was blown off, and it still came out victorious in that battle. So these heroic stands were still in the minds of the American public as the Constitution was reported to be nearing the end of its service in 1830. So that resulted in a national campaign to actually keep the beloved warship in active duty. So after patrolling the African coast for slave vessels during the 1850s, Old Ironside was primarily used as a training ship before being actually decommissioned in 1881. Well, I know I said that it's still in commission, so we got to keep going here, which is why it's long. I couldn't make this brief because you got to know all this cool history behind it. So there was a grand centennial celebration in 1897, underscored its status as a national icon, and then in 1931, the historic ship was recommissioned for Navy service. Wow. It is now docked at Charleston Navy Yard in its city of birth, so it's right where it came to actually be. And it's still named the U.S. Constitution, and it's temporarily grounded as it undergoes repairs to its masses, yet it actually remains It still remains as a powerful Navy force, and it's helped usher into existence more than 200 years ago. So it's being under-repaired, and it is, from what it seems, planned to be put back and floating once again as a commissioned warship. Sure, they're not going to send it to war, but it'll be still commissioned.
Out there working. That is pretty neat. I like that a lot. That's pretty wild. I'd love to check it out. You think I could just head on over to Charleston and see it?
You'd think that they maybe could. I don't know. I mean, I know it's still it's commissioned now, so maybe they won't do tours or anything.
It's probably not.
Yeah,
won't let people in there.
I'd imagine they'd probably do something like that eventually. I mean,
that's pretty sweet. I did not know any of that. That's awesome. Well, whoever built that ship, they did a great job.
Very good job.
Well done. Now it's time for my Did You Know. we're going to talk about, it's still a ways away from Christmas, but we're going to talk about something that has to do with Christmas, and that is the Arctic Circle.
Oh, it's okay, the ice. About that's
the North Pole. Yep.
The Arctic Circle.
We're talking about the Arctic Circle. So the Arctic Circle is just a certain particular area that encompasses 8 different countries. You know, there's portions of each of these countries that are considered part of the Arctic Circle, and that's Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, Finland, Russia, Sweden, and the United States. Of course, the United States part is Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know how many people live within this region that's called the Arctic Circle?
So I'd almost want to say zero. Like,
it's actually
zero.
It's actually a good amount.
Really?
So there's an estimated 4 million people that live and work here in these harsh climates that often give inhospitable living conditions, but there are 4 million people that
make
live
it hospitable
in this Arctic Circle region. And so most of those, out of those countries I listed, are in Russia.
Okay,
so
that's fair.
8 of the 10 largest Arctic settlements are located in Russia, including the largest one, which is called Murmansk. It's in northwestern Russia, and it's the largest and oldest settlement in the Arctic Circle. It's on the Barents Sea, and it's home to around 300,000 residents. It's known for its seaports and naval bases. So it's got some naval bases,
bases up there in the Arctic.
There you go. You can never be too sure.
I guess. I guess you got to defend your northern borders.
If anyone's asking about, you know, the North Pole and how many people are living up there in the Arctic Circle, 4 million is the answer.
Maybe just those 357,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe those are people and the rest are elves.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right. Well, there you go. That's our Did You Know show today, talking about the oldest U.S. Navy ship that's still in commission, over 300 years old. That's pretty neat. And the 4 million people living within the Arctic Circle. Come on back tomorrow for another fun episode of the Did You Know show.